Melbourne police crackdown on high roller illegal casino. Melbourne police have arrested 21 people and seized cash, drugs, alcohol, gaming tables, and equipment from an alleged illegal casino in the city. The casino, which required an $8,000 buy-in to attend, operated out of a factory in Truganina and has allegedly been running weekly without a license. According to authorities, the center works against gaming regulations and has welcomed more than 50 patrons each night on several occasions since the year began. Allegedly, an unlicensed bar provides alcohol for members of the casino. Attendees also were found with drugs while on the premises. The alleged operator of the casino is said to be a 35-year-old Truganina man. He will be charged on summons with engaging in unauthorized gambling, promoting unauthorized gambling, selling alcohol without a license, consuming alcohol on unlicensed premises, and possessing alcohol on unlicensed premises. The arrested patrons of the illicit casino will face charges for being inside an unauthorized gambling establishment, consuming liquor in unlicensed premises, and possessing drugs. Under Australian law, organizing unauthorized gambling could result in a penalty of up to 2 years in prison or a fine of $192,000. Quote, "When significant quantities of cash are seized from organized crime syndicates, we know this deals a hammer blow to their ability to fund further illegal activity. We've put a stop to a large amount of money ending up in the hands of the wrong people, which could have then been used for further criminal offending in the community." Inspector Scott Coulson, Melbourne Police. Australia's fight for responsible gambling. Australia is one of the countries that hold responsible gambling in high regard. Over the years, the various states in the country have made laws that would further reduce gambling harm in their jurisdictions. In June 2023, Australian lawmakers announced that they are considering a betting advertisements ban to reduce the amount of losses to online gambling. Earlier this month, the country introduced a new national self-exclusion register to enable individuals to be excluded from all forms of gambling from 3 months to their lifetime.